Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephen, good day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and back from a hiatus. No one knows when Roberta will show. Roberta Fasanelli, ladies and gentlemen, about a round of applause. Yes. And our focus is on the storm in part today. There are a lot of other things that are going on. But the storm, Roberta's in New York City, and there isn't really a whole lot to say because it hasn't amounted to much. Although it's kind of interesting. I'm looking around here at pictures from various cities in the Northeast. Police out, fire out, that sort of thing. There are some flooded areas on the coast off of Rhode Island and Massachusetts and Connecticut. They're really kind of messy. As a matter of fact, don't you have a place in Newport? I would have thought that would be kind of messy.
Narragansett, yeah. It's getting hit pretty badly up there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Amtrak has suspended service north of New York. They have a reduced schedule from New York to Washington. So that is an admission that it isn't as bad, because last night they said they're going to shut all the trains down.
Right.
So if it's okay south, that's a good sign.
Well, all the rail is going to start coming back here at 9 a.m. Governor Cuomo just had a news conference. So they're going to start bringing all the trains back up. And they said they're going to run on a Sunday schedule, which is about a 60% schedule, you know, rather than the weekdays.
There's train service between Boston and Brunswick, Maine, that has been canceled. The St. Albans, Vermont train canceled. The Springfield line between New Haven and Springfield canceled. All of the trains out of any place in the Northeast down to New York are canceled for good reason. I mean, you look at it. At 4 o'clock this morning, the governor of Maine, Paul LePage, declared a state of emergency, announced that all the state offices would be closed. I don't know why they waited, although I think they thought the storm wasn't going to get quite that far north. What's happened is not as bad in the south. It's about as expected, maybe not quite so bad here where I am in central Massachusetts. Well, I'm eastern central Massachusetts. The snow is blowing. My man Joe just came down with a bobcat and the snow blower on it, because that's the only way it could cut a hole into. I'm 1,400 feet off the road. So in order to get down here or to get out, unless you're Meredith, who just decided, one of the reasons I love her as much as I do is because she's a very strong woman in every way. And she just decided when she got up this morning that she was going to walk, because we couldn't get out. We can't drive. You can't get, even though we have four-wheel drive vehicles, you got to get somehow or other get a toe hold so you don't get, because when it's up above the bumper, which is what it is, you will then start pushing with the bumper. That'll lift the car up and you won't get any traction underneath it. So you're just cruising for it if you drive that way. And that's something, by the way, for those of you, no matter where you are, if you think you can drive in this stuff and you have an all-wheel drive Audi or something, a Rover, four-wheel drive Jeep, whatever it is that you may have, or a truck, if you don't have something to move the snow away from the front of you, the snow, because it is this high, will just collect under the car because the bumper is pushing it up. So you'll then lose any traction because the car is picked up off the ground. You got to have the weight on the ground in order to get any kind of traction.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, Richie.
We just got some breaking news in here from the WKRP newsroom.
Okay. Received on the WKRP teletype. Monster lizard ravages East Coast. Officials say this lizard, the worst since 78, has devastated transportation, disrupted communications, and left many hundreds homeless.
Monster lizard?
The wire service never lies.
Unless the B is out on the printer. It's Monster Blizzard.
Turning to the local scene,
I loved that show. And you know what I loved about it? That if you're in radio for any length of time, you've worked with every single person on that show. Maybe not all at once, but you've worked with every single one.
Trust me, I worked with all of them all at once. When I ran WEEI, they were all there.
Trust me, you were all of them all at once.
Oh, thank you. That may be, actually, Richie, when you get right down to it. I've been doing this for a while. So it's all snow all the time for the radio stations in the Northeast. We're trying to get through to our affiliate, the new affiliate in Nashua. I mean, in Manchester. We ought to try to get through the affiliate in Nashua as well, Richie. WFEA.
Yeah, call us if you guys want to report in what's going on up in
Manchester. They have a new talk lineup there. I want to say hi to Ops Manager Pat McKay. This is a neat town. The folks who come from Manchester, Seth Myers, for example, comes from Manchester, New Hampshire. Bob Montana, creator of Archie Comics. Adam Sandler was born in Manchester. The McDonald brothers, who created the chain, yes, those McDonald brothers, came from Manchester, New Hampshire. Charles Revson, Revlon Cosmetics, came from Manchester. It's the Queen City. Interesting.
Can I tell you why I love Manchester?
Why do you like Manchester?
Because the Kings hockey team is there. They're minor league affiliate. One of the minor league affiliates is in Manchester.
Of the L.A. Kings?
Yes, sir.
Why do the L.A. Kings have a minor league franchise in Manchester, New Hampshire?
Don't know, but they do. But they do.
Okay, well, that was something I hadn't figured out.
It's a long way, huh?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Okay, so let's see here. Rhode Island this morning early implementing a travel ban. Let's see here. What else have we got here? I don't know. I mean, all of this stuff is what you would expect. Things are canceled. It's kind of messy. It's time to live with it.
It's bottom line. Everybody, stay home today.
Well, that's probably the practical way of dealing with all this stuff. But the other side of it is that you can, if you're smart, you can have some fun with this. Once it stops, I mean, not a lot of fun you can have with it now, and you need to be very careful if you're older and you don't have any strength. And go out and if you have strength, physical strength, then and stamina, you'll be fine. But if you don't go out. And even though it's a light snow, you don't go shoveling it if you're not used to that activity or any kind of physical
isn't
activity.
Isn't it the highest time for heart attacks?
It is. People keel over right and left because they have no common sense whatsoever. There is plenty of common sense required in a circumstance like this. So I think it's the old word to the wise is sufficient. It is going to, let's see here, I'm looking at the number of flights here, 7750 it looks like now, and that will, with the snowball effect, pardon the pun, traveling that way, the trains that kind of can make it up, but when they have a storm like this, when we have a storm like this, the airlines will take all their planes and put them someplace else. So there are literally no airplanes at any airport in the Northeast. Now, I'm guessing that there are some in LaGuardia and JFK now, because they'll open it later on, if they haven't opened it already, Roberta. What are they
opening
about?
They've been clearing the snow all night. They're going to be opening it in the next couple of hours. Right. But like you said, it depends whether or not there are planes to fly in there.
Well, the other side of it is, with a wind blowing away, this is, I saw a picture of a plane landing in wind last week.
Yeah.
Literally, it landed sideways, on its side, and it was only
I
the
saw
wind
that video.
Was only 4 feet off the ground. That is not a comfortable circumstance. So people just won't fly, which is probably practical. The trouble with that is, those of us who I had plans to fly on Thursday. I'm not going to go anywhere.
And they're saying, but it's going to be Friday before everything gets sorted out.
Well, but the thing, here's the practical side of this.
Put all those 7,700 flights, put those people somewhere.
Times where a number of people, the 150 people average on each flight, what do you do with all those people? And but I will give you a tip. If you have a ticket that is today, tomorrow, or Thursday, they must give you your money back. They can't say, oh, well, the what do they call it, the flight majeure rule. Don't let them give you any guff.
Okay.
The problem will be getting through to them to make arrangements, but they cannot charge you. They must give you a credit.
That they would refund you
or
change without a fee.
Right.
Yeah, but if you have to fly, the next few days are going to be horrible.
Yeah, you'll waste more time you can possibly imagine sitting in an airport.
We'll wait till next week.
Yeah, just don't go. That's it. Mercury is in retrograde. If you don't know what that means, look outside. That's what that and transportation, communication always foul up during a Mercury in retrograde period. Personal communication sometimes isn't great either. I am happy to have Roberta's wonderful voice in her ear. We're in her ear. She's in our ear. Nice to have her back to sort of spring into action here under the circumstances. Good to know what's going on in New York. There are a lot of there are going on, and I want to bring you up to date in a couple of them in a moment. Here's 16 After on Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and laws number 3030.
Did you pay for child care last year? Did your mom move just down the street and say, I'll watch the kids while you're at work? And you were like, great. But then she said, let's discuss rates. And you found out the exact price of grandma's love. Plus overtime. And holidays. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you pay for child care, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more laws to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in a convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
19 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn. Two things that are out of place or improper, in my opinion, both of them coming from the President of the United States, who lectures the Indians on tolerance and things that are none of his business and none of our business. Then he goes to Saudi Arabia and basically pulls the same speech out, defending the government, we're getting a lot of criticism for our closeness with the Saudis, and the only reason we're close to them. And I remember Obama really ripping them apart. Remember before when he was running for election, these guys are our bad, they're not our friends. But now that the oil, you know, flows from there, that's, you got to play to that piper. But he's still, he's there to pay respects to the king who died.
Yeah.
But he then talks about human rights and how we have to balance human rights in the world, and there are no—I mean, there are no human rights in Saudi Arabia. That's what the biggest.
Especially if you're a woman, forget it.
Of course,
can't even drive.
Well, these guys are such hypocrites. For him to go lecture the Indians on this stuff, and then lecture the Saudis on human rights and stuff. Come on, mind your own business. Even though, you know, in this case, he's probably right. All right, 21 after the hour, and good day.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
They were like the Turtles. These were very successful musicians. Started to get together late 50s, early 60s. Made it through the decade of the 60s into the 70s. Had lots and lots of hits. I mean, how many of these? The Grassroots, another example. There are tons of these groups that are now involved in several different lawsuits. And the suits started against Sirius, and they wanted royalties for the times their songs have been played on the various Sirius channels. Now, they're suing Apple, Google, and Sony for the same reason. Failing to pay royalties for these songs played over their various digital platforms. This is an unbelievable can of worms. Rich, you remember Flo and Eddie?
Oh, yeah.
They're all part of this as well. So, the argument is that the artists are protected under, and the first suits are all in California, under California law, even though the federal copyright laws don't cover all the music recorded before 1972. They're losing the battle here because the federal courts have said, we don't care about what California law is. These songs have been played all over the place. In fact, you could make an argument not only here in our country, but all around the world, where these recording contracts that they have with the various producers are enforceable, that these groups like the Turtles are owed tens of millions of dollars, and that's what they want. Flo and Eddie took over $10 million out of Sirius XM, never mind what they can find out, you know, what they can get out of Apple or Google. Apple or Sony or any of the others. So this is a huge behind-the-scenes can of worms, and maybe the reason for this music disappearing. Unless they can make a deal with these guys, they're going to have to pay them something for what they played to this point. But it could be that, for example, the 50s and 60s channel on Sirius just goes away. Because they can't be paying all of these rights fees. And the same, there has been for, I don't know, 15 years, or, well, maybe not 15 years, but at least 10 or 12 years, there have been a number of suits filed against radio stations, radio station owners, group owners, because there is a difference in what the scale is for paying these people. Pandora, for example. What are some of the other digital platforms, Richie?
Spotify.
Okay.
Slacker.
All right. So all of those outfits are paying something, and the radio stations aren't. So they're trying to come up with some way to get radio stations to pay performance rights fees. And I, as an old disc jockey and management person, would say, what are you talking? What are you, nuts? Without us, nobody would know your song existed. What do you want us to pay you for helping you? And that's how outrageous this is. Maybe I'm speaking from a biased point of view, but I don't see how this is justifiable or right under any circumstances. Why should I pay you when I'm helping you expose your product? I'm sorry, you should be paying me to play this stuff. Like we have commercials on the air. You're paying for us to tell your story. I think it's pretty outrageous. Okay, another suit in the news. Jennifer, you can update us on Phil Phillips, who wants to get out of American Idol. Why?
Yeah, this is Richie's story, actually. But Phil Phillips wants to disconnect from the American Idol record label.
With the California Labor Commissioner claiming that the 19 entertainment producers have manipulated him. What a shock.
Really?
That the American Idol artist is manipulated.
Yeah.
But he says they don't tell him anything. To the point, they didn't even tell him the title of his last album. He read it online.
Oh, wow.
They make him perform free concerts to help 19 Entertainment, and he doesn't make a nickel on it, some of the concerts that he performs.
So he's bringing to light how the conditions are,
but
almost slave-like.
You know it's going to be with these
when you
things,
sign this up.
He wants out.
Yeah, interesting story. 28 after on Good Day. According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Did you pay for child care last year? Did your mom move just down the street and say, I'll watch the kids while you're at work? And you were like, great. But then she said, let's discuss rates. And you found out the exact price of grandma's love. Plus overtime. And holidays. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you pay for child care, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta, morn and win.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
After the hour, 27 before the new hour, Doug Steffen with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Roberta needs no introduction to most of the audience. Those of you who may be new to the program over the past 6 or 8 months, Roberta has been part of this program for 21, 22 years, and then she worked on another aspect of her life. She's trying to find herself.
Yes, Slumlord.
Yes,
Slumlord, right. Yes.
So, here she is, back again,
south
to bring us up to date on the blizzard of 2015. Okay,
the non-blizzard.
So our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com goes nicely with any version of Let It Snow you can find, Richie. The situation is very cleverly done, I think. There are a group of snapshots. Somebody on YouTube posted a group of images from the blizzard of 1888. Let's say 1888. So, if you, when I first looked at it, it looked to me like the picture inside the barn of cows or whatever it is. But if you look at it more carefully, you just see that it's in some sort of a business district. And some of the pictures are discernible and some of them aren't. But the reason that it has value, among other things, is that for those who are foolish enough to believe that the weather is changing dramatically because of global warming, that nonsense, there are impacts, and I don't mean to make this a discussion or a debate at the moment. There certainly are impacts from what we are using for fuel to power most of the equipment on the planet. There's no question that there's some input and some impact. However, for it to be the cause of things changing greatly, It is, we're foolish. And
every
we
time
sound
we get a
foolish.
Hot day or a blizzard.
Yeah, we just sound
right.
foolish. Oh, this has never happened before.
No.
Nonsense. Look back over the recorded and unrecorded history of the planet, which you can find out by drilling into the core of the planet that we have had over the 4.5 billion years this planet has existed, all kinds of rare stuff. And even in the last 200, 300, 400, 500 years, the last couple of millennia, things have been disrupted because the weather is disrupting. Hello, look outside and see. Jennifer is not going to look outside and see anything disrupted in her life today, unless it rains
you
for 5 minutes.
Last night.
Yeah, right.
So, a raccoon on the roof.
As Kenny, says, I saw a cloud yesterday. You know, that kind of stuff. At any rate, there's a certain there's a calming, there's a universality. When you see all this snow out there, it sort of brings everything into an equilibrium. It's everything is the same because you can't really do anything in this. So people are whining and complaining, I can't do this, I can't get out of the house, this is terrible. The kids who, and I don't mean to say, don't you want to just smack some kid that says, oh my God, we got nothing to do. Go out and play in the snow. Roll around in
snow.
It. Yeah, better
and
yet,
some money,
get a shovel
snow.
And go out
wow.
and dig a hole. What are you wowing
wow.
about? What?
Do you, I wish you could listen to yourself.
What?
I want to smack the kid who says, I got nothing to do.
I thought about that before I said that, and I still decided to say it. Anyway.
Here, I remember when I was just a
no, no, but we make with such wimps. Limbaugh said this yesterday.
I dig 42
no,
driveways.
Listen out. To me for a minute. This is really, and I'm not touting Limbaugh for any particular reason, because I just use it as a reference point. But we were talking about this last night at dinner. After I'd come in from bringing back a truckload of hay from the western part of the state, it started to snow. It was getting a little rough. And there were a lot of people on the road, yada, yada, yada. And I came in, I took my boots off and started to have some soup. And we were talking about some of the things we had, we don't usually sit and watch TV, but the news was on, so we're watching it just to see kind of what the latest is versus what the reality is. What are they saying versus what's the reality? And so, and Meredith brought up that she had to be listening to Limbaugh yesterday, and he was talking about how, and this is something I say, Richie, you say it all the time, we become the wonder world of wimps. We can't stand anything that seems to be out of the normal. Is that because we're getting weak?
We don't like to be
or is it because the news media has influenced our thinking and we become weak-minded? There's nothing better. Roberta just said that, and that's why I sort of said what I did. Go get a shovel and start shoveling. Go neighborhood and shovel out somebody's front walk, depending on where you live, in a city or the country. You know, go around the neighborhood and shovel out. People will pay a couple of bucks for doing it, and it's good and healthy. So that's kind of where I was coming from, Richie. Thank you for trying to make me look like someone.
I'm here for you.
Yeah, I know you are. All right. So with that, Dr. Jack is going to join us. Jack Stockwell is going to talk with us in a few minutes about salt in your diet, e-cigarettes, and what you need to know about the flu, if anything, as that changes from moment to moment. Let me spend a couple of minutes talking about the Super Bowl, because that is on everybody's mind. Again, the weather isn't affecting anybody anymore other than the Northeast, except if you're traveling. Because of all the connections and where airplanes are, anybody coming east of Chicago, east of St. Louis and north of Washington, you can forget about getting on an airplane for at least the next 24 to 48 hours, depending on where you are. If you're in New York, you might get on a plane late today, if you're lucky. Other than that, you probably won't get on a plane until late tomorrow in Boston, Manchester, Portland, those areas. I'm betting that it'll be Friday weekend before there's some normalcy back to flying. Now, what does that do to people who want to get out of here to go to the Super Bowl? How many people do you think are seething, sitting,
oh, wow,
trying to
yeah.
figure out how they're going to get to Las Vegas, to
Arizona?
Las Vegas.
How many
Arizona,
New England,
who want to get to that game are not going to be able to do it?
The Patriots went yesterday. They flew out yesterday.
The Patriots did.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, but there isn't. You're not gonna be able to get out of here. You will not. I'll bet you there are some people who are crazy enough that will get in their cars tomorrow. Drive the road, and they will drive to Arizona.
Somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Why
or maybe
crazy?
They drive to New Orleans, or they'll drive to Pennsylvania, or yeah, right. Well, but what's the point of doing that? If you can watch, you want to be at the game, then you got to go to the game. Otherwise, why would you go anywhere? Stay home and watch it on TV.
Well, I think you mean catch a flight from somewhere where it's still functional.
Yeah, you can fly from Philadelphia. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Pittsburgh, Washington, yeah. Probably if you can get on a plane. I'm betting that all of those planes in and out of there are long since booked up.
Wow, what a mess that must be.
So that's another side of this, the game this week up. That you will, this and then does that cost them all money? How many think, how many New Englanders want to go out to
Let's
Arizona
say
to watch this
four
game?
Or five grand laid out for Super Bowl tickets and you're in Boston.
Right.
People were saying they were renting their house for $60,000 in Arizona.
In Arizona.
Super Bowl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can't get there.
I think it's Roger Goodell's fault this storm. What do you think?
I don't know. He's not very popular with Bob Kraft, who runs the Patriots, owns the Patriots. So our poll today at DougStefan.com, what snack just has to be part of your Super Bowl party? A, pizza. B, nacho. C, subs or sandwiches. D, chili. E, anything salty. F, anything sweet. G, I don't care, as long as there's beer.
G, I don't care.
That's Rich's answer.
Yeah, it is.
Chili is the chili. D, okay. We always make chili.
The poll yesterday, should the NFL punish the Patriots? Let's see how that shook out. 25% said they would have won anyway, so what's the big deal? 35% said, yes, the NFL ought to, if they can prove they cheated, but they're not going to be able to prove it because I don't think they've, there may have been somebody there, it looks like, but I don't see Kraft. I might see the guy who owns the Redskins make a grandstand play. But Kraft is not cut out of that cloth. Kraft would say nothing unless he really knew. I don't know anything about football, but I know the reputation this guy has. He and his family, his businesses are pristine. He is considered one of the gentlemen. There are a lot of guys who own football teams that are pretty crass. This guy's not one of them. So if he says that the NFL screwed him over, that's pretty much what happened, I'm betting. Anyway, so the poll, 35% said, yep, they can prove they cheated. They should not be in the Super Bowl. That's interesting. 23% said, no, they didn't do anything wrong. 19% said, yes, fine them, and then let's get on with the Super Bowl. So there's a lot. I'm betting maybe that there isn't going to be any finding on this before the game. What do you bet?
No, there's not.
No,
oh, they're not. They've already said not till after the season.
Right. All right, story at DougStefan.com today. This is sort of a note to members covering the Super Bowl. Do not, for the love of heaven, post a picture of your credentials on social media.
Oh, yeah.
This Arizona guy did that. What was supposed to be the first Super Bowl ever for him. When the NFL caught wind of this fellow who was hired to be an assistant frequency coordinator during the Super Bowl week, posting a picture of himself and his credentials, they revoked it.
Ooh.
So that's not good news for him. I guess it tells you something, though, about how they protect these credentials. You put that on. How many fake credentials could be made out of that? Right? So they have to revoke it. Otherwise, there'd be all people running all over the place with his credentials.
I'd imagine security is so tight that that's really
Maroney.
Behind it. Yeah.
What a Maroney. Okay. Also, a quick note. In the Better Living box at DougStefan.com, you will find from Tom Kreitler of the Money Pit radio program some quick tips for emergency snow survival. It might be very handy, come in handy for you. That's posted Better Living box at DougStefan.com. 16 before the hour, 2 minutes away from Dr. Jack Stockwell's visit. Visit with us here on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Did you pay for child care last year? Did your mom move just down the street and say, I'll watch the kids while you're at work? And you were like, great. But then she said, let's discuss rates. And you found out the exact price of grandma's love. Plus overtime. And holidays. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you pay for child care, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Joining us now in the Good Day program with Roberta, Jennifer, Kenny, Richie, and me is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has invited you to sign up for the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com or JackStockwell.com. Sign up for the free podcast launch they have there. Then you can learn more about what he does as a NURCA chiropractor. It's not just the neck. One of the things that Jack and I have been talking about is this problem with my lower back that's been chronic since I was 18 years old. It's flared up. It's got the nerves all raw around what comes out of there and therefore affecting my being able to sit, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That is something that he's an expert in. He's an expert in lots of things. When it comes to medicine, this is a practical guy with practical solutions to your health problems. So check out the ForbiddenDoctor.com and make yourself make these podcasts available to you or yourself.
Yes, on the podcast, we can say all kinds of things we cannot say on open-air broadcast.
Really? Okay.
You can get into
the story behind
the story. Much deeper. That's right.
All right. Speaking of that, the risk that comes from using too much salt. Back again in the news, a bit more salt every day may, according to the new research, not harm you if you are older. What's the story behind the story?
Well, there's research to show that elevated levels of sodium in the bloodstream affect less than 1% of hypertensive patients. Less than 1% of high blood pressure is affected by salt. But the important thing is to get the salt the earth made, not the salt the major company with a purple colored can out there that has sugar in it.
All right, so let's differentiate. You live in Salt Lake City.
Yes.
Which is where the real salt comes from.
Yes.
So what's the difference between the stuff that you find in the Great Salt Lake versus the stuff that you're talking about in the can?
Well, the stuff that's in a can has been processed to make it super high in sodium, mm-hmm. as much as about 98
g.
Well, it's about 98% sodium chloride. Mm-hmm. Sea salt, the salt that our ancestors have used, the Himalayan pink salt, real salt from South Central Utah, the Celtic sea salt from the Celtic shores of France, have multitudes of trace minerals in it.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff has been filtered out for the common table salt because when people want salt, the market says give them something super, super salty
right.
instead of something more flavorful
it has
that's loaded
value.
With trace minerals.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So and sea salt so how do you tell by looking at the can or the jar or the bottle that the salt comes in that it's the real McCoy?
Well, look for Himalayan pink sea salt or Celtic sea salt.
Celtic, C-E-L-T-I-C. Celtic.
Absolutely. Yeah. Or anything that is really touting sea salt. This salt comes from the sea with as little processing as possible.
All right, next up, the high levels of formaldehyde in these e-cigarettes, the vapor that comes out of them, these are really bad news.
I know.
They really are.
I know. When some of my patients ask me about this thing and how they've jumped from burning tobacco to the...
To burning other things in the body.
Well, the liquid nicotine that's in these solutions, and formaldehyde is a stabilizing... Formaldehyde is a known carcinogen. Mm-hmm. It was a suspected carcinogen up to about 3 or 4 years ago, and then with some more advanced tests that were done, the CDC came out and said, no, this is a known carcinogen. Mm-hmm. Now, the argument is that formaldehyde will quickly metabolize into formic acid inside the body, and then the body will get rid of the formic acid through the urine. But as long as that formaldehyde is there, it is a known carcinogen.
Don't use those things. Stay the hell away from them. Stop. There's plenty of ways to stop smoking that are not controversial, and they work, as a matter of fact. Dr. Jack Stockwell, again, sign up for the Forbidden Doctor newsletter, ForbiddenDoctor.com, JackStockwell.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Ah, this is good song, Richie. This is good pop music.
Takes me way back.
Prince from Purple Rain. Song was a big song during 1985. What movie is this from?
Purple Rain.
Oh, it is. It's from Purple
Rain. Purple Rain song.
I Would Die For You. There are a lot of good songs.
You have to do the hand gestures with it, too, Doug.
What are they, Richie? Show me right now.
I point to you.
Really?
And then it's I Would Die For You. Point back
so
to
point
me,
to your eyes.
And then back to you.
Do a four, and then a point at you.
Exactly.
All right, that's very clever. Boy, am I hip or not? Roberta, what do you think? Am I still hip?
You are the hippest person I know in corduroys.
I actually have my corduroys and a turtleneck on right now, as a matter of fact.
I figured as much.
I'm ready to jump out into the snow as soon as we are done here. Time for us to spend time on movies, though. Movie Moments with Chuck Curry. Chucker, you're in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Any snow on the ground there?
Only snowed about 2 inches yesterday, nothing overnight, so it pretty much bypassed us. I just want to point out, speaking of 1984, I hosted, put together a revival of Footloose with Kevin Bacon Sunday night. We had about 50 people show up.
Oh, cool.
And boy, did that movie hold up. That is a lot of fun watching it with a crowd on a big screen.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are some of those, and you've done such a great job of working those films in your local area. Shows what other people, if you have one of these nice old theaters in your town, what you can do, just listen to what Chucker is doing. with the theater he's got in his town. Time for our contest now. We are through next Friday offering you a chance to listen on this part of the program to three excerpts from a popular movie and then tell us what it is so that you can qualify for our drawing on Friday the 6th, the week from this Friday, for the Beaches Resorts getaway. You'll be able to choose whether you want to go to the Turks and Caicos or Jamaica, thanks to the Beaches Resort folks. If you want to qualify, what a day to be qualifying for that. Help yourself to 888-302-3684. See if you can identify the movie. This is the first clip.
Okay, people, coming through official police business. I want you to step lively. Do not make me abuse my power.
All right.
I know who it is.
So the
which one of the stupid movies that he made?
The story behind the story, Gene Siskel, one of the great movie critics of our time, would have been 69, in fact, today. He claimed this was the only movie that he ever walked out of while he was
viewing. That means I would like it.
Yeah, probably. Chucker, have you recognized this yet, Chucker?
I'm not 100% positive.
All right, next clip, Richie.
Time to go home now, little doggies. Nothing for you in this truck. No food. Dogs, I want you to go home.
Get off my bumper! Come on!
I'm trying to face that voice. All right.
You know him.
I do. Okay, last cut.
Hell, every guy's got his dream, am I right? Dream you mean the wall. I had a doozy myself last night. Get this. A corn-fed harvest mouse, a hooker, a nun, a Flemish peasant woman, whips chains, whistles yo-yos, a circus midget, and a duck. Now, I don't know. Are you crying?
And the mothers in their cars, they're a good thing they're not in their cars today. Well, maybe they are outside of New England. Mommy, what does all that mean?
What does that mean?
Roberta will translate later. All right. So if you know what that movie is, you'll call us now at 888-302-3684. See if we can qualify you for this drawing. Chuck has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Carrie Glassman, registered dietitian and nutritionist, and I've partnered with the Laughing Cow Cheese because I want to help people reinvent themselves in 2015 as far as healthy snacks and also as of being a little bit overall healthier and happier. You want to think about taste. You want your foods to taste good. Also, texture is really important. A couple examples of creamy plus crunchy that I love are this Laughing Cow cheese here with apple slices and a little bit of honey. Laughing Cow cheese with some chopped peppers on a whole grain cracker or on cucumbers or even just with crudité. Take the Laughing Cow Cheese's challenge. Go to their website or go to their Facebook page at facebook.com/TheLaughingCowUSA and do their 31 days of reinvention challenge. There's challenges to reinvent your snacks as well as healthy habits to help improve yourself to be healthier and happier.
Hi, Leroy, what's the name of that movie?
It's actually Black Sheep.
Oh, close but no cigar.
Yes. It is Black Sheep. What do you mean, close but no cigar?
Oh, wait a minute. He did say Black Sheep.
Yeah, he did.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
you... no, I said Tommy Boy, and it is Black Sheep. Sorry.
It is Black
Sheep. Got it.
So you got all of his movies confused.
Right, yeah. And you qualify for the drawing. Chucker, quick movie news segment.
One bit of news. Paramount Pictures moving up the release date to Mission Impossible 5 by 5 months instead of December of this year. It's going to come out July 31st of this year. Tom Cruise once again stars.
Why? Why are they changing it?
They probably need a movie that is probably completed, and they need a film to fit into the summer slot.
They've completed it already? I thought you just finished doing it like a couple of months ago, shooting it before Christmas. That's pretty amazing turnaround.
Yeah, I guess they put it in the can and edited it, and they'll have it ready to go in July.
59 after. Thanks, Chucker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.